Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. 800-531-3815. Toll-free coast-to-coast, Sandra Nissenberg is our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, she's had more than 20 years' experience in the area of nutrition, started when she was only eight, and she's held many positions in public health nutrition, along with serving the American Dietitian Association and its foundation in several capacities. She's written a number of books, actually something under 100, but more like about 11, including Brown Bag Success, and she's here to talk to us about how to make sure our kids get fed properly. Sandra, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you on the show.
Well, good. Thank you for having me. You know, there's no better time to talk about this. Rather than now, it's National School Lunch Week, so this is the time that we really need to just take action and start packing those healthy lunches.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Sandra, one of the things I mentioned earlier in the hour before you got here is mothers out there, especially mothers who are working hard as an employee or running their own business, and you know, they got all these other things going on. They're so proud of what they're doing themselves, and they know it's good for the family. But probably mothers, maybe I'm sure more than fathers, are feeling, you know, sometimes they feel a little bit guilty that they're not doing the right things for their children, that they're not, they you know, they wish they could be home more, you know, clucking over the school lunches and all that, and you're here to help us make sure that we can feel a little bit better about that, aren't you?
Yes, and actually I'm one of those mothers myself.
Yeah.
I started pretty much as a nutrition consultant when my first child was born. So 15 years later, I'm still working out of my house, and I've dealt with the lunches and the dinners. But you can continue to feed your kids healthy without spending a lot of time doing so.
What do we need to be doing to feed our kids the right way?
Well, you know, first of all, you need to start right at the beginning. And if you sort of miss that time slot, then you can get on the bandwagon at any time. But
now, when you say in the beginning, you mean when they're tiny?
You should start when they're tiny. But if you've sort of missed the boat and your kids are older now, the best thing to do is just be a good role model yourself. You know, the kids see how you eat.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't expect your kids to eat healthier foods and you eat all the junk foods. I mean,
yeah.
You really need to be a good role model because they see from an early age what you're eating and what you're serving them. You know, you've got to be the same. You've got to be consistent.
One of the things that the mother of my children did really well, she did many things, but one of the things she did was, as much as we loved ice cream and cookies and cakes and things like that, we didn't have those around a whole lot when the kids were little. And when they came in wanting something to eat, she'd stick a carrot in their mouth. and so, you know, we'd have friends over and they would see our kids go to the kitchen, go to the refrigerator, and pull out a celery stalk and start eating it. And they thought, and they'd say, "How do you get your kids to do that?" We said, "Well, we tell them that's what's there.
Well,
that's what's available."
If the kids are coming home from school and you have a fruit basket out on your counter, the first thing they see is what they're going to eat. If they
right.
see a cookie jar, they're going to grab a cookie. If they see a bunch of grapes, they're going to grab the grapes because they're so famished when they come
mm-hmm.
home from school. The first thing they see is what they're going to grab. And I think you really have to consider that, you know, right before dinner when they're looking for a snack an hour before dinner. You know, put out a fresh vegetable tray with some dip and you know, then all of a sudden that becomes appealing. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's different things you can do. But I would like to focus on some of the lunch tips, both for, you know, kids who might eat at home and kids who go off to school.
Because that's more when they're out of our control. That's more when they're out of our control, isn't it?
Well, they're out of our control. Obviously, they might be sharing foods with other kids. But
right.
if you can get your kid to have just a fun meal that they take to school and they really are proud of, then they're going to want to eat their own lunch. And they're not going to go after
right.
everyone else's lunch.
What's an example of a good lunch?
Well, first of all, you can, you know, instead of just going for that traditional prepackaged meal, you can put together or find the good lunch. It's actually called the good lunch, which is a healthier alternative to that prepackaged meal, free of trans fats, low in sodium and fat, and it consists of a combination of organic wheat crackers, veggie deli meats, mozzarella string cheese, and a Healthy Valley cereal bar with 100% juice. And it's a healthier alternative that kids can grab, and they feel like, hey, I've got something fun, and, you know, it's healthier.
You know, you were nice enough to send me a little. Folks, I have a little lunchbox in front of me that Sandra sent me. It's got some little things here. What is this? Fruit squeezies.
Fruit squeezies are great. They're like applesauce in a tube, and this is a fun food that when you pull it out of a lunchbox, obviously all the kids are going to say, "Well, what is that?" And
here's a wild apple and a berry wild. I've got two different ones, folks.
Right. They're by Walnut Acres, and they're called Fruit Squeezies, and they offer 50% of your RDA for vitamin C for the day, which is just a healthier alternative.
Mm-hmm.
So
instead of going to the machine and pulling out a candy bar, they eat one of these.
They eat one of those. There's other things that you can do, too. You want to keep the foods, you want to try to balance the foods, try to incorporate all the different food groups, but keep the items small. Because kids really only have about 20 minutes to eat their lunch.
Right.
So small portions. If you throw in, and you should not forget a treat. You should always include a treat in the lunchbox. But just a small treat. It doesn't have to be a huge treat. A couple cookies. For instance, even the Healthy Valley cookie creams. It's an organic, sandwich cookie, chocolate sandwich cookie that's free of trans fats. And it's just definitely a healthier alternative than something that might be prepackaged that the parents just don't think about.
Sandra, you've actually come up with a 5-day menu here, haven't you?
Creating a 5-day menu, creating your own cycle menu is really important because parents are so stressed so that if they sit down with their child and they say, okay, on Monday this is what I'm going to send. I'm going to put in the good lunch. I'm going to put in, whatever is, on Monday and Wednesday. And then on Tuesday and Thursday, maybe throw in peanut butter or, turkey sandwich or whatever, but if you create the same foods week after week, it helps to not only plan, but it also helps to grocery shop, and then it takes away a lot of the stress from these parents.
Okay, have you got any of these menus available online? Is it on your website?
It's not, no, but I do have a cycle menu in my Brown Bag Success book that parents can refer to
so
as well.
So check that out. Where is that book available, by the way, Sandra?
The book's available in local bookstores or also on Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com.
And it's Brown Bag Success. Is that the name of the book?
Brown Bag Success, Making Healthy Lunches Your Kids Won't Trade.
Okay, folks, that's Sandra K. Nissenberg, Nissenberg, and that's wherever books are sold. Be sure to check that out. And so you've got some menu ideas in the book.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
But also some other tips I'd like to just focus on are, be creative.
Well, I'll tell you what, I want you to hold on to that thought
for
a second, because we're going to take a quick break, folks, and when we come back, one of the things I want Sandra to talk to us about is child obesity.
Okay.
Because I know that that's an area that she's going to get, she talks about and deals with in her practice, and this is a very important thing for us to be discussing, because childhood obesity is an area that we really need to be focusing on because, it's just unhealthy. And we're going to be right back with Sandra Nissenberg right after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our new friend Sandra Nissenberg, and we're talking about child nutrition, making sure that you're feeding your kids the right way, especially during the meals that they're probably not around you, which is lunch while they're in school. And one thing I want to talk about obesity in a second, but before we do that, Sandra, you said that you mentioned a brand a minute ago that I didn't know was a brand, and so I didn't stop on that and I want to do that. It's called The Good Lunch?
Called The Good Lunch. It's a healthy alternative to traditional prepackaged meals.
Okay.
Found in the grocery store, it's a combination of various foods.
What does that cost? What does a meal like that cost?
It varies between your grocery store, but probably in the neighborhood of about $3,
$3 a piece? For each one?
For each lunch. But, think about $3 for a lunch is not a bad price. I mean, you're going to spend a lot more than that from buying the school lunch.
What about the school lunches? How are the school lunches doing these days?
Every school has a different situation with the school lunch. But I find in my local area, we do have a lot of fried foods and a lot of higher fat foods.
Well, they got the pizza. Don't they have the pizza and the hamburger lines now a lot of times?
Sometimes they do, but sometimes what happens there is the kids will eat pizza and nothing else, or they'll eat a hamburger and nothing else. And the whole thing is about balance and incorporating different food varieties.
Right. So there are ways, folks, for you to be a little more in control of what your kids eat at lunch. Let's talk about, and by the way, folks, I want to encourage you to check out Sandra's book, Brown Bag Success, Making Healthy Lunches for Your Kids. And so check that out wherever books are sold. Do you have a website, Sandra?
I don't have a website, but a lot of the products that I've mentioned are available for, you can view them on Hain, HAIN-Celestial.com.
HAIN-Celestial.com.
Yes, and that's okay. Where you can find some more information on the Good Lunch.
Okay, good deal. What about, let's talk about obesity. You know, I know that you've got child obesity on your, you know, kind of on your mind right now because of what you're doing. But the truth is America has become a nation of big people. I mean, I traveled out of the country to do two different European locations in the last year, and I've traveled to other parts of the world, and I don't see fat people in those countries like I do in America.
You know, it's just flabbergasting. Two-thirds of all adults now fall into the overweight to overbeast category. And 1 in 5 children fall into that category currently. It has doubled since 1980, and it's become a national crisis.
Why do you think that has happened? I mean, like I've said before, I was in Italy a little less than a year ago, and they don't say, do you want cheese on your food over there? They say, do you want food on your cheese? And yet those people, now I'll tell you one thing, though, they ride bicycles and they walk a lot of places. They don't drive their car everywhere they go.
Well, it's a combination of less activity and more food, and they're supersizing. People think that, you know, they'd rather spend another 20 cents to supersize a meal, feeling like they get value, rather than to have the smaller meal. And
one of the things that Americans, one of our curses is we think bigger is better, don't we?
We think bigger is better. We want value for our money, and we place a lot of value on that. I mean, portion sizes have totally gotten out of control.
Right.
You know, but when you go back into, you know, looking at some different options, you know, go back to your school lunch. Think about the different, the portion sizes. Keep it small. You know, go back to your kids. They're small people. They don't need adult-sized portions. Keep things appealing. You know, we talked about the Walnut Acres fruit squeezies. I mean, that's a portion. You know, if you buy them in those prepackaged containers, you know, you've got those small portions. And
what if we've got a child? What if we've got a child that's already, you know, already a little overweight? What do we do about that? How do we deal with something like that? Because obviously, we all want our children to be healthy.
Well, you want your child to eat healthy. You don't want to single him out as something, you know, that a child that's different than anybody else. And actually, if you can start working on his eating habits before he gets to that growth spurt into pre-adolescence and into adolescence, you can, you know, hope that they'll slim out as they grow taller. You know, go back and start offering some healthy alternatives. Instead of, you know, traditional sandwich cookies, offer some, you know, like the Health Valley cookie creams or, you know, the mini cookies that are organic and free of trans fats. You know, in 2006, we're going to see on the food labels the trans fats added to the food label. So I think parents are going to start looking for those trans fats and look for the hydrogenated fats.
We talked about that on the show last month. What about, you know, another thing beyond the food situation, beyond the diet? I mean, just get off the computer and go play baseball, go play in the yard, or go play outside or something.
You know, and I think parents are really worried about security, too, and they don't let their kids get on the bike and say goodbye at 3 o'clock and come home by 6.
Right.
Because parents do want to know where their children are at all times. And, you know, I'm a parent, too, and I like to keep tabs on my children, but I do like the fact that they get on their bikes and go ride somewhere, but kids just aren't riding bikes like they used to.
Yeah. They're riding the mouse.
They're riding the mouse. The computer games and
exactly.
The video games, and they're sitting stagnant. You know, schools, many schools have eliminated physical activity times, you know, PE. And, you know, sometimes the only time kids get outside is during recess. So you really need to get your kids involved in other activities as well.
Well, and childhood obesity leads to so many things as an adult, doesn't it? I mean, it leads to so many problems as an adult.
You know, you don't want children, well, first of all, you know, children can be teased if they're too overweight. They might feel like they can't buy fashionable clothes, you know, and then adults might feel like they're discriminated against or they can't wear fashionable clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's all about, it all comes full circle, and you really want to tackle it when they're a child because you don't want those kids to have to suffer when they're
adults. And we need to not be go on diets. We all, and I'm talking to myself here, folks, as well, we all need to learn how to eat healthy, which is exactly what Sandra's talking about. Sandra Nissenberg, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
Enjoyed the visit and the good information. Don't forget, folks, Brown Bag Success by Sandra Nissenberg. Check that out wherever books are sold. I got to go for just a few minutes, but I'll be right back with Gene Greisman. The show is brought to you by IBM. And Office Depot, ZZ Top, will take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.